This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast, Baron and Nestor brace for the blast of the black-headed beast.
Rumor on the internet is all week long, Grant was practicing rolling d20s for this reflex save.
Baron goes out guns blazing.
And he's going to get up close and deadly.
Okay. You're damn right he is.
Come on, baby.
And Nestor scrambles to get one last shot off.
Come on, old Jolter. Come on, don't fail me now, Jolter.
But the beast has other ideas.
The black-headed beast.
No bloody like.
Flies down and lands in front of Nestor.
Oh, no!
And one of these heads is going to bite you. But which one? We'll go with the...
The goat.
The adventure continues.
Is the goat in charge? I don't know.
No.
Hey everybody, this is Skid, and welcome to episode 120 of the Glass Cannon Podcast. Not a lot to cover this week, although Joe, Troy, and I will be running our Pathfinder Society scenarios for our $100 and up Patreon donors at the end of the month. We're very excited about that. And, you know, if you want to get in on that, we're doing that twice a year. And after 6 months, you'll be eligible to join in our next one. So if there are any hedge funds, managers, or rail barons or major shareholders in the East India Company out there who are interested in that, go ahead and make that donation pledge today, and you can join us for a fantastic online role-playing experience in a mere half a year. But anyway, let's jump right into our newest episode entitled A Matter of Life and Breath.
What are you doing?
Look at his face.
I've got my head back with my mouth open waiting for something funny to come out.
Yeah, I thought you were going to make some huge announcement.
It just won't come. I got nothing.
I was going to say, it does look like an orgasm face.
Yeah, it looks like you just shot heroin.
Can you believe it? It's episode 120.
Hey, I can't believe it.
Congratulations, everyone, on that arbitrary achievement.
Ooh, way to bring us down, Matthew.
Anytime.
Just coast just us
anytime.
Into.
I believe I can fly. Oh my!
Episode 120.
Goodness,
pretty awesome.
Rumor on the internet is all week long, Grant was practicing rolling d20s for this reflex save. Grant, can you confirm or deny this?
You know, I've heard of tennis elbow before, but I've never heard of D20 wrist. Until I really...
So you've been doing exercises all week?
Just roll, rick-a-roll.
Now, despite knowledge, or hindsight is 20/20, would you have still taken this footpath knowing what you are in the middle of?
No.
Well, not knowing what's in the cave...
Right.
Yeah, we still have imperfect information.
Yeah, we, you know...
It's probably not going to be all
it,
like
it wasn't... But sorry, it wasn't the best thing. It probably wasn't the best thing in the world to do. But
I feel like Eeyore.
Yeah, Matthew's like, it's probably going to be nothing. And Umlo's going to die.
I wasn't that hostile. I was just kind of depressed.
It could be something that makes it worth it. Like, it could be 20 episodes when I was like, you know, I'm glad we went down there.
I will say, one of the heads is a dragon. Dragons tend to have good treasure.
But how much head...
cut his mic.
No, Joe. Joe, I want you to finish that thought.
Finish
your thought.
I was just going to say, how much sway does this head have against the other three in terms of gathering treasure and
money sense?
It. Yeah.
It's true.
Is the goat in charge? I don't know.
Goats have no money.
The goat's in charge of the books.
How much sway do they give that head?
Yeah.
The goat ate all the money.
Yeah. I think odds are the lion's in charge around here.
Well, he gets the lion's share, probably.
You get Grant's lost bottle cap.
Yay! If he ever finds it.
It's equally useful.
It's equally useful.
Well, I want to thank you for not letting me waste it on Joe's rolls that one episode.
You know what's funny is, like, right when I told you to roll last time, Grant, I saw your D20 actually hit the table, but I can't count it. I don't know what it was. I think that you failed it. But you don't have to tell us.
So are you trying to, like, reshape your image as a benevolent GM that cares about his players?
I just want to let you know that I give. All right.
I like it. I like it.
You come into this little end of the valley here. You knew that you needed to go north. You knew that you needed to continue going north. But just curiosity got the better of you. It's hard to separate the player from the character sometimes because you just... Let's just take a peek.
I would argue that this is Nestor's character. Nestor would want to take a peek.
1,000%
How much gold is back there?
Yeah.
It's hidden in that path.
Yeah. Right? And Nestor's instincts are usually correct.
And I'm not going to pass up a chance that I want to make certain that we are 100% prepared for this final battle. So I don't want to pass up a chance to get anything combat significance. Yeah. I'm not going to pass up any chance because we're not under time constraint, at least as far as Nestor's concerned.
Very fair.
So,
very fair.
Great. Let's just push Nestor in front of the breath weapon and then sacrifice him and then take the gold.
Man, Della is going to the Nestor School of Adventuring.
Well, what we do know is you come down here, you split the party at time. Not really. You just kind of like have the stealthy people. You guys all crush Baron, Della, Nestor, as always. Crush your stealth checks to come up and check out this debris, broken bones in front of a cave entrance. Where have we seen this before? Meanwhile, Umlo and Sir Will from behind, this bald giant with a top knot, a spiked chain that deals massive damage.
You had that top knot before. It was cool.
He's talking about the pits, bringing you back to the pits, bringing the black-headed beast back to the pits. So maybe this guy's connected with what was going on outside the castle grounds. He just laid out Umlo with one spike chain. Meanwhile, the black-headed beast comes out and spews acid on Della, Baron, and Umlo. Excuse me, on Della, Baron, and Nestor. Della gets out of the way, and then it does it again. Nestor and Baron roll a reflex save.
15.
Unless it's a spell.
Is it a spell or spell-like ability?
It is not. It is a supernatural ability.
It's a reflex save, yes?
Yep. Nestor passes.
30.
15 for Baron.
I saw the 19, the natty 19 from Nestor. Baron yet again fails.
You failed twice, Baron?
Six.
I did not remember that.
D8 damage and half that for Nestor. Here's the first three. For 10 points of damage, and then, 16, 17, 18, and 8, 26, and then two more. This is already going to be more than last time. 26 plus 9.
35.
35 points of damage.
Wait,
to Baron.
Wait, didn't you say it was 6d8?
You just rolled 8d8.
Oh, I'm sorry, I did roll 8d8.
It's 26.
Yeah, 26 points of damage, okay. So less.
All right, 13
nice
for me.
Nice try, LaValle.
Still in rough shape.
So Nestor takes
13.
Whoo! Baron, what are you down for hit points? Down to 80?
47 out of 102.
47 out of 102.
Woo!
It's your turn, Baron. Answer back. It's still high up there. It's still 30 feet in the air and far away from you, so you're shooting against regular AC.
If I had taken into consideration the fact it would have been flying, my first attack would have been to cast long shot on myself.
If ifs and buts were, I don't know the rest of it.
For the time being, I'm hoping that we can coerce him into landing, so I'm going to try to rejoin the rest of the party, because I really am not effectual in combat with it.
Okay, so what are you talking about?
Full withdrawal.
Full withdrawal towards Umlo and...
But don't get in a straight line with anyone.
Yeah, please. Don't make it appealing.
Here's the thing.
Well, I mean,
you're in a straight line with any one person. Just try to not be in a straight line with two people.
Oh, boy.
There we go.
All right.
Hope it lands. Once it can't cast, it's dumb breath weapon.
So now Nestor is effectively alone with it.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, no.
And that's not good. And it is Umlo's turn.
All right. Umlo is going to take a 5-foot step back. And I'm going to take 15 minutes to load up his portfolio on my...
It makes sense that you're playing...
We said we'd have Skid playing again because we were mid-combat.
Right, that's fair.
And he's going to go ahead and rage.
Oh, okay. Pull it all on the line.
Yeah, power attack.
He's going to take some control over his life.
He is. He's like, you know what? It's my turn. I'm going to rage on my terms, he says in an accent.
He says to himself.
In my terms.
Okay, so, and he gets an additional plus two to hit.
Yep, this is a giant. Damage.
Right, okay, so, 21 to hit.
And do you have the belt on?
Yes.
21 is a miss.
Shit.
Right. Shoot. This guy's an attack.
This guy's
in the miss.
Tough.
All right.
So Umlo just... His training is there, but he's just so full of anger. So full of hate. And it is Cragmald's turn.
Cragmald.
All right. Umlo took that step back. He's going to take a 5-foot step. Okay. 5-foot step, and then do 2 spiked chain attacks. First one on Sir Will. Do I want to go to power attack? Yeah, I'm going to go to power attack.
Oh, so you went this way?
First one on Sir Will, natural one.
Yeah!
Oh! And he's the guy to fumble against.
Yeah, man.
Like in an actual fumble.
Yeah. All right, so let me... It's probably not going to confirm, but then again, your AC's pretty high.
All right. 33,
so not confirmed fumble.
God damn, this guy's good.
Giants.
All right, and then second attack will be on Umlo. 15 hit. To hit.
Oh, miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Very lucky.
It automatically said
yeah.
I shouldn't have put on a power attack, but yeah. I did. All right, Sir Will, you're up. You're 10 feet away from this guy.
So I've been thinking about this. That two, I've been seeing it in my mind all week. It's been burning a hole in my brain, a hole of rage. And I think that is because we didn't get a good spirited for Highbury on that
charge.
That
must be the reason.
Oh, so
that's
everyone else's
fault. The only reason. I didn't either. We didn't get a good spirited for Highbury. So, if you remember, he's challenged this guy. He's on Lexington, and he's going to do a full-blown ride-by attack. And now he's got a clearer way so that he can get a full 20 feet away from this guy after the hit. So, gentlemen, if you'll join me.
For Highbury!
Natty 16, yeah! 33 to hit.
That is a hit.
Boom, baby!
First hit.
Cut. Tilts in with the Highbury lands.
This guy up.
And he does.
God damn it, he touched my dice.
He does 24 points of damage.
There we go.
Wow, okay, okay.
Shaboom!
There we go.
Sir Willimitz.
Boom. The first hit landed on Cragmald.
There we go.
All right, so now where does this put you? You turned around and you were able to ride back the other way?
Yep, so I rode
past him.
Yeah, right. Straight I rode past him, yeah.
All right.
So right now it's just open area between me, this guy, between Sir Will, this guy, Umlo. We're all kind of out in the open.
Round 3, Nestor Coin.
Okay, so Nestor feels like this. He's got to make these 2 shots count if he possibly can.
Yeah.
This is life and death.
It may kill you if you don't.
He might. So, first attack, multi-shot, study target, etc.
Oh, no.
24 against the black-headed beast.
Come on.
That is a hit.
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, that's huge. That is humongo.
32 points of damage.
All right, still kicking.
All right, second attack. Come on, old Jolter. Come on, don't fail me now, Jolter.
Okay, all right.
That's a hit.
I'll have what he's having.
Oh, boy. Della.
Oh, God.
What do you do, Della? Vanish flyway.
That would be the smart course of
action. Guys, I'm going to go find my dad, even though he's probably dead.
Della decides she wants to even the scales of this battle a little bit.
Oh.
She's going to take a 5-foot step towards Baron.
Oh, no.
And cast Fly on Baron.
Oh, the flying gunslinger!
Oh, he's going to be so dead!
No, I'm not going to fly at the dragon.
Why not?
Because I'm going to kill the giant first already.
Oh, you got to be a hero.
Giant has a guy who hates giants stabbing him with a spear.
Right. And a Sir Willamette.
Oh, yeah.
An extremely dangerous creature.
Cast it on me.
I'm an extremely dangerous creature.
That's what Sir Will says in the mirror every morning.
Yeah, he looks at himself, brushes his beautiful blonde hair back.
All right.
I'm smart enough. And doggone it, Nestor will like me one day.
The black-headed beast.
Not bloody likely.
Flies down and lands in front of Nestor.
Oh, no!
And one of these heads is going to bite you.
Okay.
But which one? We'll go with the...
The goat!
The dragon head goes to bite you. Natty 19.
Ooh.
That is a hit. So the giant dragon head hits you. Oh, could have been a lot worse. 14 points of damage.
Oh my god. That could have been a lot worse.
I should say to you, Nestor, not only is this thing right up next to you, mm-hmm. thereby making it very, I mean, impossible for you to take an attack without incurring an attack of opportunity, even with a 5-foot step. You know from fighting creatures before that there's one head that can bite, another head that can bite. The goat's head looks like it can gore, and it has two giant lion's paws. So you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different attacks. And it is now Baron's turn. Excuse me. The Flying Dutchman.
Flying Dutchman!
You guys, I feel like... What is my fly speed? I'm trying to figure that out.
60 feet.
Okay, so I'm going to take
I
off...
I think it's the same for everybody, right? Once you cast the spell.
Yeah. It is.
I'm going to take off...
Now we're all close
at
enough.
Less than a 45-degree angle, so I don't have to do any fly checks. And I'm going to hover, like, here-ish.
Okay.
Is that within 20 feet of the beast?
Within 20 feet of the beast.
Okay, remember, it's on the ground now.
Hovering is a harder check, so you'd be better, like, looping around.
So I'm going to loop around this way, and I'm going to shoot at him.
Okay.
All right.
So you get within its touch AC range.
And he's going to get up close and deadly.
Okay.
You're damn right he is.
Come on, baby.
Yes,
there we go.
Yes.
That is a 26 against touch AC.
Boom.
That's a hit.
And that does 25 points of damage.
Yes.
Della touches Baron. Says, fly. Baron just, again, John Woo style. Boom! Goes right through its heart and kills.
Yes!
The weapon.
Oh,
nice.
God.
Yes!
Nice I should job, say, man. Just to clarify, it is dying.
Okay.
It's bleeding out and dying.
But it does mean that I didn't spend a grip point.
That's true. What do you want to do? Oh, that's your full attack.
Yeah, I guess I'll just...
You have to fly to get
do
there.
Do I just stop when I attack?
Just, like, the
you're
turn
still in mid-fly.
You're still moving you're that still, direction.
So I'll still be moving as my next turn starts.
Yes.
Black-headed beast
it's
is
kind of weird.
Gone. Or at least it's dying, and now Kragmold looks pissed. Umlo.
Sorry. Yes, Umlo takes a step back, and once
skewer
again...
Skewer him.
Hold on for 45 minutes while I pull up his profile.
he's got a great OkCupid profile for those of you out there. Looking
he does.
A nice,
he's
angry,
very lonely.
This dwarf.
He's very lonely. Nobody likes him, so he'll be very grateful.
He's got a strapping new belt, though.
And he takes a swing. Oh, there we go. 25 to hit.
25 just hits.
Okay, and...
And the extra 2d6.
20... Oh, yeah. It's 25.
And the plus 2.
Oh 36. God. Oh 36 damage with heart spell.
Wow, I'm low. All right.
And sounds like he'll probably have to get a nat 20 to hit on the second attack, but we'll give it a shot. Nope.
All right, so he stabs once, and it lands true.
Lands true.
And now it is Kragmull's. He sees the beast go down from that bullet wound, and he's just like, you! And he points at Flying Baron. But realizes he's not within reach, so he's going to kill Umlo on his way to get Baron. I'm going to leave power attack on and just literally try to kill Umlo. First attack. 24 to hit.
It's a hit.
No, plus 4 AC.
I think that's exactly
still?
A hit.
It's still a hit.
Oh, there. Man.
2d6 plus 23 damage.
Oh my god!
And I rolled one boxcar. So 31 points of damage on the first hit.
Jesus.
Second attack. 20 to hit.
That's a miss.
So the second one misses. So, I'm almost the only one I think that's been hit by this yet. And it's just got to feel like, boom, like Kill Bill.
Yeah.
When she fights.
Go-Go's
weapon. Boom! And it is Sir Will's turn.
Sir Will is going to turn Lexington about. He now has, just map wise, an exactly straight line row of squares that he can run through. To tilt past this guy and do another charge, rather than get it all amped up with the For Highbury, he just kind of under his breath is like, he's exhausted. He's like, For Highbury. And he drives in
God damn it! You gotta scream it or you get a natural three! That damn is, it!
Oh no.
Shit.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
He was exhausted.
Joe's gonna roll.
We need a melancholy Joe's gonna
roll. He's terrible at stuff. All right. Next round, Nestor. Nestor, right. You saw this beast lands in front of you, and Baron comes up, shoots out the back of its heart.
Nestor's going to take a 5-foot step back and level his gaze at the giant.
Okay.
Study him.
Got a clear shot there?
I believe so.
Yeah, a little soft cut.
A little soft cut.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Going to shoot two.
Has anyone tried to roll another knowledge check on the Chimera? Does he have regeneration?
I just don't have Arcana.
You
already
23 to hit.
23 misses.
Fuck! Second attack. That's a hit.
That is a hit.
And that's much less damage. But let's see here. Come on, asshole. Come on, thing. 19 damage.
Okay, so the second one, you know, it's far away. It's hard to get that one off. Smaller target than the black-headed beast. Della, you just cast Fly on Baron. It worked. What do you got?
Della sees this thing try to eviscerate Umlo, swirls around, and she's going to cast that spell that she used that arcane pool point.
There we go.
It's a little spell called Steel Size.
Oh!
Which is an awesome spell, but like Fortitude negates, so it probably won't work.
It won't work.
Super long shot.
So explain to me what this does.
Boo! Yeah,
Joe hates all spells that save negate. It reduces the target size by one size category, and I gain a size.
So it's like casting Reduce Person on Kragmald and Enlarge Person on yourself.
Exactly. That is an awesome spell.
If it works. Cool,
right? What level is that?
Third level spell.
Wow.
That is cool. All right, so what, a fortitude save?
Yeah, he's going to get it.
What's the
DC? 17 fortitude save.
I don't know.
What's his fortitude bonus?
I only have a plus 15 to fortitude.
Oh, come on. Natural one.
I made it.
Made it
damn
again.
It, just barely with a 26.
Can you at least move to get closer to him?
All right, the black...
Yeah, I can, but I'm going to take an attack of opportunity, so I'm going to...
Was it a touch attack?
No, it's ranged.
Oh, okay.
All right, black-headed beast is...
Well, no, just so... Oh, yeah, never mind.
I'm going to move up to the Chimera and see what I can do about that.
And the black-headed beast has stabilized. Just barely, it is no longer bleeding out. It is sitting at -4 hit points.
Maybe we could, like, keep this thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm... It's valuable.
A pet.
Joe wants to train it.
I want to train it.
Well, we have the leash.
I have handle animal.
You want to try it? It's got a dragon's head.
It's probably not going to be any more difficult to domesticate than Lexington.
Baron, you're flying around. What do you want to do?
I can't just turn right around on a dime when I'm flying, right? So I have to...
Not without a fly
strip. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. And he's going to take a shot at the giant.
Yeah.
Is it touch AC? Are you within...
5, 10,
he's counting,
15.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
I'm just about.
Touch
I'm
AC.
A little bit off the ground.
Just about?
Just about.
No, it's touch AC.
If he came down as he flew.
Yeah, that's
okay, sure.
That's fine. Yeah.
Naturally.
Oh, we haven't had a crit.
Oh my goodness.
Let's see. 21 against touch AC, 2 confirmed.
We got a fan critical.
We got a fan critical.
Wow.
20 sided die, good buddy.
Okay. Ranged crit with a x4 modifier.
13. Lucky number 13.
Double damage is quadruple damage. Normal damage is triple damage.
Well, and I'm a x4 weapon.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
That's what I'm explaining.
Okay, got it.
That was the purpose of
it. I wasn't listening. Excited about rolling the 20.
All right, this one is from Steven in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Splinter Strike.
Ooh.
Normal damage, and your munition splits on impact, hitting 1d3 additional targets within a 20-foot radius for
awesome.
Half damage.
Thanks, Steve. Great job, Steve.
There's no other targets.
It doesn't hit allies?
No, targets.
Targets.
No, it's not.
It's a critical troll.
That's amazing that bullet knows to distinguish between allies and enemies.
Well, it's, you know.
Have you ever heard of the magic bullet theory?
Hey, if you want to do it, you can do it.
Chief Justice
that seems critical.
Grant's grandfather, Chief Justice Berger wants can have a word with you.
What does it say? Read me the exact wording.
It says normal damage and your munition splits on impact, hitting 1d3 additional targets within a 20-foot radius of the target.
Oh, yeah.
For half damage.
I'm low on Sir Will. I'm getting a piece of that action.
No, that's ridiculous.
All right, so roll.
So you're punishing him for rolling a 20 is what we're hearing.
Okay, that is 16 points of damage.
Six, so that's triple?
So roll 1d3. If you roll one, it only hits one of us.
Oh, do I do a triple?
Yeah, it's normal damage is triple damage.
Okay, great.
For a gun.
So that's 24 and 30 points of damage.
30 points of damage.
And then 1d6 for the rest of
them? So, yeah.
Okay. So that's a 5 on the 1d6.
So that's 3. So we both get hit for half damage.
So 15 points of damage.
Easy.
Oh,
easy.
God.
What does that do to Umla?
15 points of damage.
No, but is he still up?
Well, how much was it?
15.
Yeah,
15.
He's still up.
So it, like, it goes through Kragmald and, like, explodes when it hits the bone, and shards of it go out and hit Umlo and Sir Will.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. I hope... I hope Ohio State beats you next year.
Hey,
I hope Ohio State beats the shit out of you next year. That's what I hope. Thanks, Steve.
It
good job.
Been good if there. He probably meant enemies. We'll have to edit it.
I'm sure he did.
So with a benevolent GM, that would have been incredible.
Yeah.
No, Steve.
Of course.
Steve. No, I know what you meant, and I'm actually a Michigan fan.
yeah, that bullet does not have
whatever team
intelligence.
Troy likes.
Unfortunately,
I hope they lose.
So. Was that you flew around to take that shot?
That is the entirety of my action.
Now
thank
it is
God.
Umlo's turn.
All right, I'm gonna step back and I don't even know why I bothered. I'm taking the second attack, but I will take the first attack.
Boom-ski.
I am 25. That's
25 is a hit.
Welcome to Boomtown.
And
he's still raging too, right?
Yeah,
yeah. He says so much damage.
26 points of damage.
26 points of damage. So Umlo. Oh wow! So basically, Baron flies around, boom, hits the guy, hits what's his name, Kragmold, like right in his artery in his leg, hits the bone, explodes,
shards of it come out,
shards
hit
of it
Sir
hit Sir Will,
it.
Shards of it hit Umlo, and Umlo just looks up and is like, ah, and runs his spear through Kragmold and kills him.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Jesus Christ!
And Kragmold just boom falls to the ground.
All right,
all right. The threat has been avoided. Kragmold then fails his stabilize, his ability to stabilize himself, and dies outright with a negative 21 hit points.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry, Troy. It was raining, so we're just going to have to go back and do concealment checks for all those attacks.
It was a light drizzle. I'm sorry. All right. So,
does anyone have knowledge arcana that we could see if this guy is intelligent?
Poor Sir Will he's not intelligent of a person. He doesn't know.
Well, that's been thoroughly demonstrated.
Yes, many times over. So we have this creature that is stabilized and is extremely dangerous.
Extremely dangerous.
Would tie its legs together? Tie its heads together?
Well, yeah, it was like bind its mouths.
But yeah, we could muzzle it.
Muzzle the dragon mouth.
I think we have to kill it.
This is a huge... chaotic evil creature.
I mean, there's no way we can control it.
Let's kill it.
I mean, it'd be fun to talk to it.
No, let's kill it. There's no way we're not killing it.
We are the law.
It would be kind of fun to talk
no,
to
let's
it. But this
kill
is not
it.
Sir Will would be totally fine with killing him. So if Baron says it's registering as chaotic evil, then we should just kill it.
Yeah.
All right, well, then Del will coup de grace if no one else wants to talk to it.
Not Matthew, you're breaking my heart. Not you two.
What'd I do?
Coup de grace. I expected from these idiots, but not from you.
In my defense,
you're supposed to be the smart one.
I learned from these idiots.
Yeah, that's true. That's
it's
true.
Our fault.
I'll just coup de grace it if no one else wants to talk to it.
Oh, okay.
Kill it. That's what you all want.
Roll automatic crit, so it's dead. Even with a 21 con, it's just not going to survive.
Yeah.
All right, so you just boom, lop off all three of its heads.
Scimitar.
And Kragmold is not alive to berate you after Umlo took him to negative.
So wait, what did we think was happening?
So I think we think that he was coming to capture this thing to bring back to the pits. I don't know how he was planning to do it. I don't know what his...
Maybe he has some cool item on him.
Yeah, let's look at it.
It was worth looking at.
Before we coup de grace the...
A bonus to handle animal checks or some such?
Yeah.
A wild... wild empathy?
Nace is going to check out. He's going to rifle through the feathers, whatever this thing has. to see if it's got anything on it.
The beast or the beast. Mold? All right, so looking through the beast, you don't find any items.
Okay. So then, once that's done, he's going to go towards the cave, start climbing up towards the cave.
Okay. What are the rest of you doing?
Della will go up to the cave as well.
All right, Della goes up there with Nestor. Got to climb up and in. Baron?
Sir Will's going to do keep a lookout.
I'll check out Cragmugs. Cragmugs, whatever his name is, body.
All right, so you go over to Cragmold, and
down.
What do you do with him?
I search his person.
All right.
You want me to roll?
No.
Okay.
Just if
detect
you are
magic.
Detecting magic, yep. You detect a magical cloak.
Okay.
Mm.
Ooh.
That furry collar thing that he was wearing is magical, and he also has magical boots.
Okay. Can I spellcraft those?
You sure can.
Nice.
Great. I get it. 21.
Okay, that's good. That's
good
enough for me.
Do they fit a halfling?
Well, you're gone, so...
Quick question.
You can put your whole body in them.
The boots are boots of friendly terrain.
Oh, nice.
Linked to favorite terrain mountain.
Okay.
Oh. So,
boots of friendly terrain turn inhospitable territory into a perfect hunting grounds for any ranger who wears them.
Oh, ranger.
So much so that his footprints vanish behind him with each step he takes.
So it is that our only ranger doesn't have any feet to make footprints.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, that's something Lorik already has. He doesn't leave footprints anywhere he goes.
Hey, Lorik, we got you.
Useless. Throw him out.
Built-in boots of friendly terrain.
There seems to be some sort of small tree walking through here.
Basically, get a +2 to your to mountain terrain. And the cloak is called a stone mist cloak.
Cool.
In rocky or mountainous areas, when this stone gray cloak is worn with the hood drawn up around the head, the wearer gains a +5 competence bonus on stealth checks.
Cool.
In rocky or mountainous areas, so pretty much all of the valley. Once per day, the wearer can create an area of fog equivalent to obscuring mist.
Oh, cool.
Baron's just going to put that on his shoulders for the time being. We can talk about it the rest of it later. Everyone else went off to that cave.
Yeah. He's also wearing a +1 chain shirt.
Oh,
that's great. Giant size.
Giant size. And has a +1 spiked chain.
Which is also giant size.
I mean. Yes, it is large.
Well, we can sell them at the town that we're going to bankrupt as soon as we get back to civilization.
The economy we're going to devastate.
Completely devastate.
Meanwhile, back at the cave.
Cave.
Della Remember and Nestor are climbing cave. Up there. Baron and Umlo are looking through Cragmold, and Sir Will is just keeping an eye out for any sort of danger. And you see a horde of treasure.
Another
I told
one.
You. He turns around the cave mouth. I told you. I told you we were right to come this way.
Sir Will just gives a thumbs up.
And I'm
up.
In an amazing amount of pain. And I'm still feeling very good about this decision.
Does Nestor need some healing, by the way?
Yeah, you have like burning acid.
Yeah, I'm covered
skin.
In sear marks. Like,
Della will anoint you.
Thank you. Thank you, my love.
Don't call me that.
And Baron's Never. Slowly making his way back call as you, they're looking through all this.
Thank you, everyone's love.
Don't call me that either.
I'm just not possessive. It's just,
All right, so Della and Nestor, you find, in the back of the cave is a sizable pile of bones mixed with this small treasure hoard. You see a magical armor,
mm-hmm.
a large suit of chainmail,
mm-hmm.
6 masterwork chain shirts. Mm-hmm. If I don't say they're large, don't assume they're large. A locked gauntlet.
Ah.
A large gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
A magical longsword. A magical rapier.
What?
Ooh.
A large masterwork heavy crossbow. A masterwork quarterstaff. A potion.
Skid Spades on the quarterstaff was like, who gives a shit?
Masterwork,
about
it? What's it, just a really nice stick? Like, that's what the hell?
It's got a nice sheen on the it's been polished.
Look at the workmanship on this stick.
You also find a potion.
Okay.
A leather scroll case with 2 scrolls inside.
Good.
A broken water clock.
Oh.
A climber's kit, which will help to someone's climb
yeah.
check.
Good.
4 sun rods.
Good.
A clear quartz crystal, a smoky quartz crystal, a red-brown spinel, a golden-yellow topaz, a silver ring set with azurite.
Hang on.
Wait, I'll go, we can always do this later. Uh-huh. 19 platinum pieces, 288 gold pieces, 1,360 silver pieces, and 2,200 kappas.
Nice.
This is blood money, Nesta. We shouldn't take any of it. Your thoughts?
Della just...
What, you think he was a drug dealer or something?
They're blood diamonds.
I'm confiscating this. I'm taking this in as evidence. Then does that satisfy you?
That sounds like a terrific idea.
Good.
Spellcraft the magic stuff.
Yes, please do.
Touch a law.
25.
Nope.
25. All right. Perfect.
I'm still walking back.
I know, but later we do it.
Yeah. You know, the crystals and stuff are all worth something. We can deal with that later. They're worth various amounts of gold. But in terms of the magical stuff. Plus one banded mail.
Ah.
That was the armor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A plus one rapier. A potion of cure moderate.
Good.
There we go.
The leather scroll case holds two scrolls, a scroll of flaming sphere, and something that may have come in handy a few episodes ago, a scroll of water breathing.
Oh, they did have it out here.
And it's on the way to the thing. It's
and
really
the last
close to the temple. Yep.
Thing is a plus one corrosive longsword.
Oh, that's cool.
Whoa. Ooh.
For all you frontline fighters that don't exist in this party.
Hey, I can use a longsword as long as it reshapes itself.
Could be a great sword for you.
How? Upon command, a corrosive weapon becomes slick with acid that deals an extra 1d6 points of acid damage on a successful hit.
Oh, wow.
So the acid doesn't harm the wielder. The effect remains until... Oh, no, whatever.
That's
plus
cool.
One corrosive longsword. Pretty cool.
That's
little
pretty sweet.
Hoard. And you got a bunch of stuff that you can sell for cold, hard cash.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. So Sir Will can't use the sword. Sir Will also can't use the locked gauntlet, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't say large, it's medium.
Now, there's nothing... Nothing ever says small. It never says small longsword plus one.
It's hard out there for a half-life.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah,
Matthew, I just emailed you the list of items.
Awesome. I was typing. I was with you until you got to all the crystals, and then you started. And then you
which
went
one was smoky?
How much is the smoky one?
Oh, I can learn one of those spells, the flaming sphere.
Flaming sphere is great. So you can just like control it as a move action every round.
Also, by the way, smoky crystal, one of the finest, one of my favorite porn stars from the 1970s.
Oh boy. So what do you guys want to do? Rest in this cave and wait for the other chimera to come back?
Yeah, let's wait for the mate.
It's mate, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what was going on here? Cragmold, you're thinking he was coming to take this thing, to knew it
pits.
By name, or at least that's what he called it, the black-headed beast, to take it back to the pits. Now, did you see fighting pits when you
were...
We
never did. We
heard them.
We still have never seen them.
We think we knew where they were, but we never actually saw them.
Right, you were... you know, guesstimating from when you made your long trek across the valley where all the camps were, that it may have been to the north, whereas to the south was the giant village. But you just heard sounds of like cheering. You didn't see anything.
I would like to see them.
I
hear
too,
they're beautiful
actually.
This time. So if he could have captured you, he was happy to take you back alive and throw you in as entertainment. But
so can you tell us, is that what he was trying to do, was capture this thing and bring it back?
Yeah, I mean, that was his plan. He'd been, like, stalking it for a while.
Oh, wow.
He was a hunter.
So,
and he does have wild empathy.
And he was a ranger, I assume.
Yeah, he had ranger levels. And so he was trying to stalk it and waiting for the right time, and then you guys came and killed it, which infuriated him. So he was going to either kill you or try and take some of you back to be thrown into the pits.
Jeez, sorry.
But that plan, not unlike many other giant plans in the past month or so, has been foiled. And now you've got, yet again, more treasure. But a long way to go to get to the other side of the valley. What do you do?
Baron will bring up the giant bag of holding for all the treasure, first off.
Okay, that thing's filling up.
And he just wants to know, does this cave look natural? Or would it be worth doing a stone check, stone cunning check, to see if he has any secret doors in here?
It looks pretty natural. Like a pretty natural cave, yeah. Before the chimera came, probably some other beast lived there.
Yeah, why don't we rest?
Yeah, I agree.
Get some more healing.
Yeah, this seems like a secluded enough place.
Or valley. Yeah.
Not to mention the people that probably know of this beast are not going to come anywhere near it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We should be safe.
Yeah, we should be good. Yeah.
That was a good haul.
Yeah.
Real.
Reading Troy's email.
Good call, Nestor.
Yeah, thank you.
Sir Will gives you a high five.
That's right. See, now it's not a bit of a low five, but yeah, got you. Thank you.
So we're resting?
Yeah, let's rest.
All right, you want to get
some... All right, I also have... Yeah, I can pop off some lay on hands.
Yeah,
I have four left.
I could use...
Fire off my cure lights.
All right. All right.
Let's do this.
So a little heal in action, a little lay on hands, a little praying, and you camp out in the rain. So maybe you're staying in the cave to stay dry for the night. And it rains all throughout the night, but you wake up to a... Not sunny. Another gloomy post-rain day, but it's no longer raining the next day.
Nice.
Much like one we're experiencing in real life in New York right now.
I like to make the game environment be exactly similar to what's happening in New York. So when we play in the winter, regardless of the location, it will be cold.
Are we coming up on winter in the game anyway?
Yes. You almost could say winter's coming. But I wouldn't say that.
No, we shouldn't say
that. We would never say that.
We probably shouldn't say
that. We don't want to infringe on anything.
Cold season is approaching.
The coldest of the four seasons is approaching. Incipient.
Is nigh. All right.
Troy, are we...
About to die?
I hate to ask
yes.
to turn in homework okay. when you forgot to ask for it. What about those fleas?
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Did they all drown? They should have drowned.
You know what happened is being underwater.
Raise your hand if you like Grant.
Staved off the flea roll last time because I forgot it. But thank you, Grant, for reminding me this time.
That sounds like a bottle cap to me.
Submerged. No, I'm not going to take a snitch bottle cap. Yeah. I'm not going to take
fucking
it.
Fucking rat! I'm not going to take rat.
It. Nope.
I looked this up. It takes 24 hours for fully submerged fleas to drown.
In real life or in the game?
In real life.
Ah.
Wow.
So if you just let the water breathing run off and died, the fleas would have died with you.
After a few hours.
That option is still available to you.
After several hours, yes. The fleas on our corpses would have died.
Bit of a scorched earth policy.
We did it. We did it, guys. All right, so roll. If you fail, it's going to affect you the next day.
And everyone, right?
Everyone except Della.
And what's the DC?
Yeah, it goes up every day.
29 for Baron.
Ooh!
That's good.
25.
You're
26.
Good. You're good, Nestor.
26.
28 for Sir Willamette.
You're good. Umlo and Lexington.
Oh, 17 for Lexington.
Lexington is... Just give him sickened. Not that he doesn't...
Umlo made it!
All right, so Ums is okay.
Yes.
So Lexington...
You've been carrying around those fleas for a long time.
Typical wolf. Just... all right.
Scratching away.
There's so much that we've had to deal with because we don't have a cleric. Like these ability damage, these fucking fleas.
It's truly not worth it. Just
not.
We just need to get a cleric.
This is a PSA. This is like a 150 hour PSA. Always have a cleric in your party, people.
I think we should do a homebrew disorganized play where we play the fleas on one of our bodies in an adventure. That'd be really good.
Oh, yeah. A party of fleas.
Would you call it flea theater?
Mmm.
Flea market?
Flea circus.
All right. You guys head out. Going back to where you first discovered this footpath.
Where we perhaps should not have strayed.
Perhaps. But you did find some treasure. And you continue north again. You go north, you know, a couple hundred yards or so, and the valley turns again and starts going south-southeast. So, Baron, you must just be like, what is going on here? This is so... windy. I hope this eventually leads us back from whence we came. And you go south-southeast for 2 miles, 3 miles or so, and then it starts going north again. And you go north for about 3 more miles or so, and it starts to look very, very familiar up ahead. And sure enough, you get back to where you fought the Veds at their campfire.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You come to a four-way crossing. And you know, off to the northwest, basically, takes you back out of the valley. Remember this point. You may need it someday.
It might be nice to go right now.
If you went that way, that takes you to where you fought the Ettin and the Riftdrake. There's another passage going south, southeast that you haven't gone down. But the passageway that you know brings you back is north, northeast. You guys are coming from south, southwest.
South, southeast very likely takes us back to the Citadel.
Yeah.
And so I think we should just go. The plan was to go the way that we know where we're going.
Right.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys...
I just love this, like, lawful good paladin following this neutral evil assassin anywhere he goes.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, there's kind of good reason for it, which
is shocking.
Common,
we found common ground.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
This is what adventures are all about.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend in the sky.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to keep using that.
Relations have been improved because originally she was... What was she originally?
The whore in the sky.
The whore in the sky, right.
He's coming around, Matthew. Yeah. He's coming around.
Yeah. Bit by bit, he's being converted. All right, so you guys go north-northeast.
Yes.
And, I mean, talk about a walk down memory lane. It's not but a couple hours as night is approaching, maybe, or as, like, it's getting darker. You know that you probably only have a couple more hours before you're going to want to camp out. You see up in the distance the campfire where you found a burned skull.
Mm. Oh, that's right. What was his name?
None of you would know it, but it was Finial Smick.
And we never got a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, they would have told us about this horrible...
Sure, event. Yeah. There's this guy that was burned alive. You know, his name was... And then maybe they remembered it. Finial Smick.
So maybe we connected it with this fire.
Should
who
we
knows?
Collect his bones so we can return it back to
I feel like you
fortune?
Took the part of him, maybe, or maybe you left
Didn't
him
we
there.
Try to do talk with Dead with him?
Yeah, you tried.
But it failed.
Yeah, we tried to use the scroll, I think. Yeah.
So you see that campfire, and... I mean, it's just going to be this rush of emotions. And you're also walking by a couple of those north and south passages that you hadn't checked out before. But I'm assuming you just want to keep forging.
Yeah.
I'm assuming everyone but Baron wants to keep
forging. There he goes. Excuse dangling me. Carrots. Excuse all
me. I'm assuming everybody but Grant wants to keep forging.
We'll come back this way on the way back.
Can I just detect alignments down that passageway? Can I just see if there's any detect magic?
No alignments.
Mythical
tons
detect
of magic?
You say no alignments, tons of
tons
magic.
Of magic. As
Troy's discount magic warehouse. No alignments, tons of magic. Right.
As night begins to fall, you come upon the campsite where Sir Will impaled the head of a creature known as Gristlecrack.
Oh, right.
Mm.
The campfire is still there. And is this a place that you'd want to camp for the night? It's as good as any. Or do you want to keep pushing on into the dark of night?
That's a good question.
I think it's probably a good idea to rest. I mean, it's, you know...
Again, no rush.
No, there's no rush.
We should probably,
I can't see.
Yeah, we shouldn't travel too far in the deepest dark of night.
Yeah, okay. No.
I'm just going to look for tracks one more time, just to make sure we're not in the middle of a big, you know, crossing of giants.
Sure.
And chimeras. 19.
19.
Every direction.
Tracks. I mean, there are giant tracks, but it doesn't look like anything different from what you've seen before.
Great.
Okay. By now, probably the Gristlecrack tracks, that group has been washed away by a number of rains that have happened over the past couple days. I mean, I have the calendar here. I have been keeping track with it. And let's just look back for the hell of it and see how long it's been since you were here last. Right now I have it as the fifth day. It's a toil day, also known as Tuesday, of Lamashan is the name of the month. And that it's the fifth. And you...
what month is that, like, correlated?
October.
Oh.
It's basically October. Cool. Okay.
Oh, it was like it was a very pretty fall. With
so
the
wait, has it, been, has it been a year since the adventure started?
No.
Didn't it start in the fall?
No.
Okay.
No, you
for you did
example,
say you reserved the right to change that.
I did, but I mean, I've been keeping track ever since we started book 3. You left True Now Well, Baron and Della met with Tom Exposition, and Nestor was released from prison on the 1st of Rova, which is September.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And then the day after that, on Oath Day, the 2nd, you guys left Trunau.
Della turns to Nestor and says, it feels like it's been much, much longer.
The Gristlecrack fight was on the 17th of Rova. So, I mean, 2.5 weeks ago. And now you're back in this spot. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
It is. It is.
When you think about everything you've done and everything you've been through. And so there's got to be this weird moment like you're replaying those past 2.5 weeks in your head as all of you are sitting there and camping and you're thinking about the marsh giant whites. You're thinking about the spire drake and the cave giants that you fought up where Baron discovered possibly his namesake, the Etten and the Smilodons and the hill giants, and the whole rush across the giant camp at night, crawling under there, fighting the Oculus and fighting Rotter Bloodfreckle, going in there, killing the hill giants in their sleep, and then fighting Tharg Three Eyes, and then discovering that chapter house where Baron had this ominous sense of an evil growing around the whole party and maybe even within him. Then you guys climbed up the tower, fought the Rux and the Cyclops. Then you kept going and came to that strange room with the bear rug and the wedding dress and the chest. Then you discovered Lork and had that whole moment. You went up top, fought the dragon, came back down, went back outside the dark passage, all the way to the Temple of Rosak, coming all the way back. I mean, it's just insane.
Meeting Atena. I mean, that's a huge
meeting
change.
Meeting Atena.
Understanding more about what the history of this valley, what's going on here, the forge, how it's lit, the religious history. It's all been in 2 weeks.
Can I have my witty retort, please? She threw a barb at me. I didn't get a chance to get my witty retort in.
Oh, sure. What was the barb?
I said it felt like it's been much, much longer.
All right. She leans over and says, I feel like I've known you my whole life, too, my dear.
Della gets the creeps and walks away.
So, yeah, I mean, you're just...
Point of order. I have a witty retort.
He just ran over my retort.
I'm sorry. I've ruined your retort.
The recap of the entire series.
I mean, it's just... It's got to be this feeling of, like, accomplishment, but also, like, I can't wait to get the fuck out of this valley.
Yeah, I'm sick of this valley.
We're not sick of Love Valley, don't
worry. Well,
I think so.
Wait, so it's been a month and a half game time. But then playing time. When did we start this? What episode did we come into the valley in? How long did that been?
Come into the valley.
Much,
I'll tell you right now. With the Lucratas was episode 83.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So yeah, 37 episodes.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, my God. It's like a work week's worth of hours.
Can you believe this is all free? All right, so... You know, I don't know if you guys need more healing, but obviously by this point you can do whatever you want. You're probably going to be at full now if you're not already. So,
yes, Sir Will will be at full once we rest.
Roll more saves for the fleas now, next day.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was every few days.
No, it's every day.
Every day.
Oh.
He just remembers every few days.
Yeah, I only remember it was the water.
And everyone, even those who passed? Mm-hmm.
19?
Natural 20, 30.
All right, Nestor, give yourself sickened.
Oh, damn.
Well, William Willamette?
21 for Sir Will.
You came upon it late, so you're okay right now. Baron?
It's 30.
The Baron's 30, and Ums, and...
Umlo. You made it.
Okay, Umlo's okay?
Yeah.
Lexington failed again.
All right, so Lexington and Nestor. Nestor's really been the only one that's in Lexington that's being affected by this, but that minus two to Nestor... Could be the difference between living and dying.
Yep.
You need to buy some shampoo.
And Sir Will, you wake up today.
Yeah, it sucks.
On
it sucks.
The 6th day of Lamashan, wheel day. A beautiful wheel day, and extra beautiful for you, for it is Ascendance Day. Holiday of the Omidai.
Yes, it is. If I'm not mistaken, that's... Do you know what it is, Troy?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's the day that they consider to be the holiday to celebrate her.
Oh, her ascension to godhood.
Her ascension to godhood and being...
Passing the test
Aradin.
Of the Starstone?
No, I think it's replacing Aradin. Like the day that basically the day that she became the goddess the followers of Aradin followed in recognizing his death.
It's the holiday marking the ascension of the goddess Iomedae after taking the test of the star stone. Uh-huh.
Yeah, nailed it. So Skid got it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Skid got it 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. It's very interesting, the whole test of the star stone.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. Many have attempted the test of the star stone.
It's very mysterious. The only publicly known part of the test is that hopefuls must cross the bottomless pit surrounding the Starstone Cathedral without using a bridge.
Yeah.
So what happens upon failure? Do we know that?
You die.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So high risk, high reward.
There's some people go in there and they die.
When you play the game of Starstones, you win or you die.
You win or you die.
So, Sir Will, this has to be, you're rediscovering your connection to Iomedae, and you can't help but think of this special day.
Yeah, it's a big holiday in that church, and I think that Sir Will is, I mean, he's kind of cut off a little bit alone here. As we know from last episode, even, he was trying to explain one of the acts of Iomedae and got, nobody cares, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a day where, like, when he was growing up, it was a big deal. It would be like doing the Stations of the Cross for Catholics. Like, that's the best example I can have. It's like the performers would perform the acts of Iomedae, and it would be this huge ceremony, and you would have these plays that basically outlined the greatest battles and acts in Iomedae's life. And to a kid, it was really impressive, and it drew you in, and this is something that he was used to. So yeah, this holiday would definitely mean a lot to him, but he doesn't really have anybody to share it with.
Well, in the morning, when he wakes up, Umlo comes over to Sir Will, says, I hope you don't mind. I've been preparing a little surprise for you in anticipating this holiday that's important to you, you know? And he goes into his bag and he pulls out, he's been making a little step stool over the past few weeks. It's for traditional that people climb a tiny ladder on Ascendance Day. And so he puts it down and it's just like, climb away, my friend.
Oh my God.
You can hop onto Lexington so easily.
It's yours. And he's put his little name in it. It says Umlo plus Will, friends forever.
Yeah, and so Will, not wanting to offend Umlo, is like, this is a kingly gift.
Oh, no.
Thank you so much.
It's nothing. It's a trifle.
It's impressive workmanship.
Oh, you're too kind.
This is amazing.
No, it's just that, after, you go to bed, I've been, turn the hammer quietly. And
He sets it down, stands on it. He's like, look, I'm almost as tall as you.
Right. And you're a little bit closer to, her. So that's good.
Every little bit counts.
Yes.
Does it not?
That's right.
So you guys have your moment. He gives you a nice handmade stool. Who knew that he was not only a cook but a carpenter? We have to invest.
It looks terrible. It's the shittiest piece of thing.
It doesn't even stand up.
It's got three legs.
Exactly in the same point as you were, Sir Will, when you celebrated the Day of the Inheritor. You guys came out of Adoromi's Chapel. You didn't know it as Adoromi's Chapel then, and that was the Day of the Inheritor. And now you're back in pretty much the exact same... Where you're traveling today, it's the exact same space you were traveling on the Day of the Inheritor.
Oh, that's true.
Because you guys had left the chapel, and that was the Day of the Inheritor. You came back down, and this is where you're going. So there's got to be this feeling of kismet here, Sir Will. You're regaining some of your power and on the days to celebrate the Iomedae on the Galarian calendar.
Right. And it rained the day before and now cleared up. I guess you said it's a little overcast, but it's not raining and Sir Will passed his flea check. Things are looking up.
Things are looking up for the whole party. Guys have been, there's some close calls, but you're overall doing very well. And you know that the greatest test lies ahead of you. You continue forward for the day. You guys are feeling good. You've been traveling a lot, but the last couple days haven't been fighting. You know, your last fight was the Black-Headed Beast, and before that you had a couple days. So you're having a little time to recoup. And eventually you get to where the valley splits. And way, way, way off in the distance you can still see that scarecrow guarding, warning giants, basically, don't go down this way, because that led to Jarbathir's cave and the marsh giant whites.
In hindsight, like, don't go down this way. You have a massive piece of your religious history awaiting you there.
Right, but four giants went to do it and got attacked by the Spire Drakes and turned into those whites. And then off to the north, you see those things that lead back up to where those dwarven ruins were, where Baron discovered his name.
Foxborough Stadium.
You guys go due south. And you keep traveling south, south, south till you get to the other split. And the last time you were here, you took the thinner of the two passageways.
Thinner.
And that led you directly to...
the gates, right?
Led you directly to the gates.
Yeah.
Everybody roll a perception check.
Nah.
33.
Come on!
35 for unusual.
30 for Della.
11.
Troy, by any chance were you asking us to look at unusual stonework?
No.
I just want... Is it against a spell or a spell-like ability?
This fork in the road, you know the right fork takes you back to the cathedral. The left fork is where you want to go. But Baron, towards the right fork, you hear... like buzzing of flies.
Ooh.
I tell everyone...
Hold.
Do I get the sense it's flies from a corpse or a giant fly?
Sounds like just a collection of flies around something.
I'll stealth up to it.
All right, roll a stealth check.
17.
So, Baron, you tell the party, stand back. You hear this, and you start walking back down this passageway that you know is eventually going to lead you back to the gates. And you creep down. You've been here before. What is that sound? It's getting louder and louder. And you look around the corner, and you see a dead horse.
Reginald.
Covered in flies.
I try to approach it. I don't want to let alarm Della in case the worst is what I'm thinking. I try to identify the horse.
This is right where we left it.
Roll a perception check.
16.
What very little meat is left on the bones. You can't.
Knowledge nature?
You can't. You don't know what it is, but I mean, it's clearly a horse.
I look around to make sure there's nothing of danger currently in the way that could attack me.
You can tell that other animals have come and taken pieces away from it as
well. I'll invite the rest of the party.
What killed it, though?
Can I do a heal check?
They invite. Yeah, sure.
I'm going to take a perception as well.
18. Heal.
18 heal check. It appears to have had its bones crushed. It looks like there was a struggle, like it ran away to here and was finally overcome by some sort of animal or animals.
20 perception?
20 perception.
28 perception.
28. All right, so Della and Nestor, you can tell that other animals have come and feasted on whatever's left, but that most likely one animal delivered the killing blow, ate as much of it as possible, and took off and left the rest as carrion.
Does it have a saddle?
I mean, yes. There's a saddle nearby.
It's Reginald.
Does it have... Is it a magical riding
it's
saddle?
It's Reginald, Grant.
Wait a minute, what? Oh, no.
This is what you get, Matthew. This is what you get.
For having a GM that hates all animals that aren't felines.
He does hate all companions.
I'm sorry. If you had tied a cat outside, you would come back and found another cat, because they're amazing.
What?
Oh, Reginald.
It flashes back. You see Gormley walking by the stables. Oh, my God. And seeing Reginald.
Remember that first Drake fight where we rode Reginald out?
That's right.
He drag us down the River Esk.
Rag walks up to... You hear Rag's voice. Seems to like you.
Oh, my God.
I don't have much use for
Jesus Christ.
But, she's what you're welcome to take her.
Oh, God. Why is this happening to me? Why am I reacting this way? This is horrible. Oh, no.
It's because it's a beautiful song.
Baron leans over Reginald and says, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Horst. Horse.
Della casts burning hands and just cremates. Cremates ritual.
And you light the jungle on fire.
Flaming horse chunks flying everywhere, like ducking up.
Sir Will's on Lexington just ahead of the flames.
They dive into the water.
Wait, and since it's a funeral, Della starts dancing.
Oh my god.
We put the fun back in funeral this time.
That's right. thank you to Tony Brown for that other sad version.
Oh god, it's so
our
good
song.
I have a feeling we'll be hearing lots more of it.
All right, let's
take the saddle and move on.
You guys grab the saddle, throw it in your
back in the
saddlebags, and you go back up and you take a new passageway, a new part of the valley,
an unexpected
that
journey
you have yet to traverse. And Baron, roll a survival check.
9.
This passage is going south, obviously. It looks to be going south-southwest, but you can't tell quite how it matches up to the directions from the Living Cave painting with a 9.
Well, we know, well, from that area, it was south-southeast of where that was, so...
No, it was south-south. Yeah, excuse me, you're right. South-southeast. So you guys continue going south. Eventually, the valley opens up a little bit. Kind of gets... It was thin, and then it gets wide. And then it gets thin again. The boulder-strewn slopes of the mountains on either side of the valley you've been walking down give way to a series of jagged ravines that completely split the valley floor. And Sir Will, you just must pull up on Lexington and feel the touch of a Yomadai watching over you, because there is a tremendous stone bridge arching over the widest of these gorges, leading to the other side of the ravine.
Huh.
And the valley ends at this bridge.
Maybe there's some kind of concealed entrance or something on the other side. I don't know.
Sir Will will start going over the bridge.
Well, hold on. Let's not be too hasty.
It's a huge arch. So imagine the valley kind of just went like this and started getting narrower and narrower, and then there's a big ravine. And you can see the other side of the ravine, but the only thing connecting it, this gorge, is a huge arched stone bridge.
I'm going to check it for traps as we get to the foot of the bridge.
Are there any markings on the bridge of note?
Nope.
16.
16 does not appear to be trapped. If you walk up to the edge of it, you can see probably it goes, like, you can see the other side of the ravine, but you can't see the other side of the bridge because the bridge is arched. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's such a high arch.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you think that the apex is probably 100 feet from where you are.
Whoa,
wow.
That is
so
huge.
Big bridge.
If it's, you know, assuming that it's the same length on the other side, it's probably a 200-foot long bridge. The arch appears to be stable. There's no handholds on either side. And you look down at what Sir Will probably sees is a bottomless pit.
Right.
Like you would have to do if you were taking the test of the Starstone. But in reality, it's probably 100 or so feet down to the rocky bottom.
In reality, it has a bottom. It will kill you if you fall.
This is a true statement.
Wow.
I know on a casual look, it looks stable. Baron wants to do a quick engineering to see.
Or stonework? Professional.
How long it is, and if it's stable. 21.
21 stonework. Appears to be sound, Baron.
Okay.
Appears to be sound craftsmanship.
No handrails.
No handrails. It's just like...
Remember the last time we went across the bridge with no handrails?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 feet wide. 100 feet down.
Oh,
place yourselves on
I wish you had. Dear. I wish you had group fly.
Yeah, that would be good.
I don't want to walk across this thing, but okay, let's do it.
I'm sure yes, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Sir Will is. Hey, quick question: is Sir Will immune to fear?
Oh yeah,
that's a question for you, Troy.
You do not feel any fear right now. That's for sure.
Okay,
you feel touched. Yeah, by the goddess.
He feels lucky today. So he's going to start. Seems to be stable enough, wouldn't you say, Dalla, Nesta?
Well, I can fly, so it's really up to you guys.
Yes. What is your fear? But
yeah, it looks all right to me.
Looks good to us. Isn't that right, Lexington? Lexington's like, nope. He's like, all right.
Yeah, I'm a tad concerned that the Dungeon Master pulled out a map especially for this, so there's got to be something here, but apart from that...
True, there is definitely something here, and there's no handholds, which means falling death. But
falling death.
We must, of course, carry on.
You're very observant, Sir Will.
We must report this bridge to OSHA immediately.
Yeah, this is definitely a clear violation of OSHA standards.
In Europe, I remember nothing had a railing, like the old castles. You go up on the ramparts, it's like, yeah, easy 40-foot fall, but if you took a wrong step.
Yeah, I think, this had to be built by giants.
Yeah.
You know, it used centuries ago, but it looks firm, just arching beautifully over this gorge. And so you guys continue forward. Is anyone leading the party, or...
Should we stealth?
Sir Will lead the party.
Okay, Sir Will. No stealth.
Yeah, I think no sense
middle of the day,
thing.
You can't stealth bridge.
A wide open bridge.
Yeah. So Sir Will is trot, 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 trot.
The sun's kind of shining in and gleaming off the Highbury Lance. And...
The tattered flag blowing in the wind. Whipping in the wind of Highbury.
The pennon.
The Highbury...
And Monster. Roll for initiative.
And scene.
Let me load up advanced stone giant. Level 15.
You have flame arrow, but you don't have it ready, right?
I didn't prepare it.
All right, so you begin making your way up this bridge, and the sun's coming in, it's beautiful. And as you get to the top, Sir Will, you are ahead of everyone. You are the first one to crest the top of the bridge. And you see two creatures that you recognize, but you have never yet fought. About 20 feet away from the end of the bridge. Now that you can see...
Oh, all the
see,
way, like 100 feet away.
Yeah, 80 feet away. That you've reached the top, you can see the other end of the bridge. And about 20 feet away from the edge of the bridge, on the bridge itself, you see two stone giants.
Whoa.
And one of them heard you coming and throws a boulder directly at you.
Oh, my God.
While the other one just... rears down and starts charging at
you. Oh my god. Well, two can play at the charge game, dog.
They sure will. Next week.
No! Oh!
Fuck you, dog! Fuck you! It's been too long since I said fuck you!
It has.
The Glass Cannon Podcast is a Powerhouse and Tate production and is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Giant Slayer is copyright 2015. Giant Slayer and the Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.